Mortals could age, sicken, and die. Foreign concepts in an old one's eye. But difference alone is not enough to breed hate. There's more to the tale of how we came to this fate. So listen close as night usurps day to these tales from the Bluebell Cafe.
I thought it looked fine.
It did. Mostly. There were just some small touches I needed to make. You know, to make it more homey.
Sure, but remember, you can't get too comfortable. You can't get so involved with people. Not while you've been framed and we don't know who to trust.
Yeah, I got it.
That means no investigating people's lives or meddling in their affairs.
I said, I got it.
And you'll find magic folk are harder to manipulate than mortals. So even if you did try, you wouldn't get the same results.
Clay, I think you're rambling. Are you nervous?
I have every right to be, don't I?
Of course.
If anything, I'm concerned that you're not nervous enough.
I am nervous. But I also feel weirdly excited.
Excited?
Yeah. You know, ever since my dad died, I've just been existing. I felt like I lost my connection to the world.
But you kept the cafe open.
Yes. But it felt kind of like a dream. All those people I talked to and helped. To be honest, their faces mostly blur together. I had a friend for a day, and then the cafe moved and I went on with my existence. Plus, they were all mortals. Even though I did do magic in front of them, I never really told them what I was. Who I am. But now, I have a goal. I have someone to talk to that I don't have to lie to. It's nice.
I'm glad you found a silver lining. Still, be cautious. I'll scope the situation out. You handle the coffee.
You won't hear a peep out of me.
Now, is everything ready?
Final touch. There. We're ready.
One last thing.
What?
You haven't had much dealings with magical creatures till now, right?
I suppose not.
Well, they look and often act very differently from mortals. You'll be surprised and even shocked and maybe even disgusted by some of the things you'll see. Do you think you can pretend you've seen people like centaurs and merfolk before?
Of course. I mean, how hard could it be?
Kind of hard if you haven't interacted with them. Please don't be weird.
I promise I won't be weird.
All right. Then, would you like to do the honors?
It would be my pleasure. We are officially open for business. Again. I kind of expected a big moment. Like in movies or TV, when they dramatically open the door for the business day and a line of people that goes all the way around the block swarms in.
Does that happen in real life?
I think only on Black Friday. But I never went out much, so who knows?
Should we maybe have advertised the opening?
I mean, we didn't want to draw attention to ourselves, though, right?
That's true, but at the same time, we won't get much intel if we don't get any customers.
I'm sure we'll be fine. We're a coffee shop. Everyone loves coffee.
I just don't see the appeal.
Well, Pride and Prejudice is a classic, so most of the mortal world would disagree with you.
I'm not saying it's bad. Maybe it's just a cultural difference. I personally wouldn't find it entertaining to read a story about bored rich people.
Okay, not all of them are rich. In fact, some of the major themes in the story involve class and wealth disparity.
Let's just agree to disagree.
You haven't even read it, or at least watched the movie.
Movie?
Yes, it came out in 2004. Or maybe 2005.
What's a movie?
Oh boy. A movie? Is that a centaur?
What did I say?
Sorry! Won't happen again. I promise. Hello, welcome to the Bluebell Cafe. How can I help you?
Hi, do you have honeysuckle nectar? Could I get a small?
What?
A small honeysuckle nectar?
Yes, we have that.
Honeysuckle nectar, of course. Yes. Great. Anything else for you?
Do you two want anything?
Yeah, I'll take a belladonna tea. Large.
Sure.
What about you, June?
Oh, no, I'm fine, thanks.
Are you sure? I'm sure this place has hay or grass for you.
Oh, that joke's funny every time you make it, Maribel.
Oh, don't be such a stick in the mud.
It's okay, Cordelia. I'm used to it.
Just the nectar and tea, then.
For here to go.
For here.
All right. Your total will be 5 stones. It'll be out in just a minute.
Thank you.
Don't.
Don't what?
You know what. You think you can fix this, but it doesn't need to be fixed.
I already agreed I'll lay low. For now.
All right.
Come on, what could I even do? I don't have my powers, remember?
I get the feeling that wouldn't stop you.
Are you sure it's our mom we share and not dad? You sound a lot like him.
I'm just looking out for you.
I can take care of myself.
Of course you can. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just stressed.
That's understandable. How long has it been?
You mean since he died?
If you don't mind me asking, I've heard talking helps.
So have I. But I never have talked about it. Didn't really have anyone to talk to.
No friends?
I had friends. Once upon a time. But as time passed, they kept aging, and I just stopped. That's something Mom didn't stop to think about when she left me behind. How I would have to watch everyone I love die.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault. Besides, right now, I should be focusing on these drinks. I've never used magic ingredients before.
And you almost blew your own cover. What's honeysuckle nectar?
I'm just not used to it yet, but I'll learn quickly.
I'm sure you will. And I'm sure you'll hear stranger orders before you do. But from what I've heard, preparing fey food and drinks isn't too different from mortal cooking.
Just with poisonous ingredients.
It's not poisonous to us.
To you? I'm half human, remember? It could be poisonous for me.
Good point.
Well, I hope it turned out all right.
You spent all day yesterday practicing. I'm sure it's great.
It better be. It's one thing if people think I killed Queen Titania, but it's another if they think I'm a bad barista.
You've got interesting priorities.
They keep me sane.
There.
All done.
Here, let me take it over.
Oh, come on. I was fine taking their order, wasn't I?
Yes, great job.
So why can't I take the drinks?
I know your MO, Jules. Besides, you agreed to lay low while I get some information, remember?
Ugh, fine.
Thank you. I'll be right back.
I'll try to stay out of trouble while you're gone.
Good.
I just think if he didn't like her, he should have just said so.
Yes, I agree, but I... Oh, here are our drinks. Thank you.
Of course. Is there anything else I can get for you?
Actually, we do have a question.
It's not really an appropriate question, Maribel.
I think it's perfectly appropriate. And I'm sure they expect it.
What's the question?
We were wondering about the name of your cafe. Isn't it the same as that cafe that's been in the news?
Yes, it is.
So, how did that happen?
To be honest, we did have the name Bluebell picked out before the news. We did think about changing it, but it's very significant to us. And we'd figured it might be good for business.
Has it been?
We actually just opened today, so I'm not sure yet.
I imagine some people might be put off by the name's association with an alleged assassin.
That is a risk.
And a hybrid at that.
Must you?
Look, I'm not saying I have anything against hybrids. Reyna is one of my best friends, and she's a hybrid. But you can't deny that people are suspicious of them. Especially now one's gone and killed an old one.
I haven't seen Reyna in a while, actually.
Yeah, she said she'd been getting harassed since the news broke.
I don't blame her for staying home. It isn't like you can tell a person's a hybrid just by looking at them, though. I don't understand why she has to hide.
Well, she does live in Drillvin, population 500, or close enough anyway. I'm sure everyone there already knew she was a hybrid.
Oh, sorry. I don't think we need anything else.
Oh, no problem. I think it's an interesting case. I'm sorry your friend has to live in hiding.
Right? These two always complain about my jokes, but at least I'm not one of those bigots.
Do you think this hybrid barista actually killed Queen Titania?
Do you think they didn't?
I don't know. I just don't really see how or why they would have the power to kill an old one.
I heard that the barista is actually an old one who was thought to be dead.
Ooh, I heard there's a whole terrorist group behind it. That barista? Just the one that got caught.
I heard the barista was framed. Oh, yes, I heard that too. But I don't know that that idea makes any more sense than the barista actually being the assassin. Why would anyone want to frame a random barista?
Unless they're not just a random barista.
Well, I'm sure the truth will come out eventually.
I'm sure it will. Excuse me, if you need anything else, let me know.
Thanks.
Took you long enough.
I was getting information.
I heard. It's nice to know not everyone thinks I'm guilty.
Yes, but only the opinions of the court matter.
So, how is this trial supposed to work anyway? It's not like I'm in prison. What if I just don't show up?
You can't not show up. There's ancient magic that governs the justice system in our society. So ancient that even the old ones can't really change it. You can't use your powers, and technically your ties to Barima were revoked. So according to their plan, you would be stuck in the mortal world, which is essentially a prison according to the old ones.
Harsh.
They aren't known for being open-minded. And once your trial date arrives, you will appear in the court by magic. Wherever you are, in whatever world, it will find you and bring you there.
And how will they decide if I'm guilty or not?
Both sides will present their evidence and witnesses. Then the old ones will decide their ruling.
Wait. The people who will decide if I'm guilty are the ones who are framing me in the first place?
Jules, keep it down. Technically, we don't know that they're the ones framing you. We still have a chance.
Yeah. It's not like there's anything I can do about it.
There's always something you can do.
Excuse me?
Oh, sorry. I wasn't eavesdropping. I just heard the last part of what you said, and I've felt that way a lot, too. Like there was nothing I could do. But there's always something, even if it takes a little longer to find it.
Thanks for the advice. Is there something we can help you with?
Oh, yes. I'd like to order an apple tart.
Why didn't you order it with your friends?
You don't have to answer that.
Sorry. It's just, your friend Maribel seemed kind of rude. I don't get why you hang out with her.
Esther!
Sorry!
It's okay! Maribel can be a bit abrasive, but she's a good person. I'm just ordering now because I just got hungry. Really.
Whatever you say. You want it warmed up?
No, thanks.
All right, your total is 2 stones. Here you go.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate your concern about Maribel. And good luck with business.
Thanks.
You almost made it.
I just asked a question.
It's okay. You did better than I expected you to.
Whatever. Did you say I need witnesses? What for?
Anyone who can verify your innocence or attest to your character. We should start thinking of people now. You'll need 3.
That's a specific number.
Barima has its quirks.
Could you be a witness for me? You're a cop. That'll probably look good.
I can, but it should be a last resort. Family members aren't considered particularly reliable witnesses.
Great.
Is there anyone else you can think of?
Like I said earlier, everyone I know is dead.
Do you remember anything about Mom? Maybe she introduced you to some magic folks we could ask for help.
No.
What about any stories? She might have told you some fairy tales that were actually her memories.
Jules, can I come in?
Sure, Mom.
What are you writing?
Just a story.
About what?
I can't tell you yet. It's not finished.
All right. You can tell me later. Now, get ready for dinner. Aunt Renata's visiting. If you're good, I'm sure she'll tell you some new stories.
Mom, are all the stories Aunt Renata tells true?
Why wouldn't they be?
She says you're a queen. You don't look like a queen.
Why don't I look like a queen?
You're not pretty enough.
I guess it's good that it's just a story then. Renata just loves putting people she knows into fairy tales.
But some fairy tales are true.
Yes, like you.
I told you, I don't even remember what she looks like. And Dad never talked about her, so... For all intents and purposes, I only had one parent.
Well, if you remember anything, let me know. Even unimportant details can be helpful.
I will.
Episode 2, The Grand Reopening, was written by Kiana Triana and Frank Zinchus, with script edits by David Wu and Perry Perry, sound editing and direction by Kiana Triana, and music by Tamar Chimenian. This episode featured Kiana Triana as Jules, Frank Zinchus as Clay, Faye Holiday as Anya, Becca Marcus as Cordelia, Caitlin Rowe as June, Marnie Warner as Maribel, and Jonah Loon as Young Jules. If you enjoy our show, please support us by subscribing to us through your preferred podcasting app, following us on social media, or checking out our website. We'll be back next week with a new tale from Bluebell Cafe in Episode 3, The Interview. Thank you for listening!